Hello.
Hello. Good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your opinions. Are you registered to vote in Ohio?
Sure.
Okay. Before we begin, the survey is on the topic of gun safety. So the first question is, do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes, it is or not, it is not.
What's the question?
Do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. And a firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or other similar means. For example, a safe, container, case, or lockbox. Or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as a cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. So, will you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
Okay. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to eliminate child-involved accidental shootings? Support or oppose?
Support.
And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to reduce suicide by firearm among youth? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the purpose of the law is to obtain a measurable decrease in the overall number of stolen guns? Will you support or oppose?
Oppose.
And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a lock safe? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
A locked container or case? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
A lockbox or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm? Support or oppose?
Support.
Thank you. And will you support or oppose a state law requiring that the storage be accessible via a key lock? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
A combination lock? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
A biometric identifier such as a fingerprint?
Oppose.
Okay, and we're almost done with the survey. Thank you for your time, sir. If a firearm is in a storage device, such a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded? Should or should not?
Should not.
Okay. And if a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Yes, it is secure or not? It is not secure. What do you think?
I didn't understand that question.
If a firearm is not in a lock safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it is each or it is not sufficiently secure if it's equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and it's also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it? Do you feel it's secure or it is not?
Secure.
And if a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as a law enforcement officer, will you support or oppose a law that requires that gun to be stored securely? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And searches of home and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter to your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
Law is for law enforcement being able to access someone's gun?
I'm sorry, will you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant? Support or oppose?
No, oppose.
Okay. And will you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And the last few questions. Prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And will you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against an adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make that record available to the public? Support or oppose?
Oppose.
And in terms of your personal political party identification, consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
And just stop me when you hear the group that contains your age, please. 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
50 to 64.
And which one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White or Anglo, Black or African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, or other?
Black. Black.
Thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
Male.
And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation,
okay,
sir. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye. Thank you. Bye.